On behalf of Lineberg Information Services, this is Bob Keebler, and we'd like to invite you to the Taxation of Real Estate After the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act on Friday, March 16, 2018. Tax reform has produced many great opportunities for clients with real estate, but there are also traps to watch out for. Tax and estate plan attorneys, CPAs, and financial advisors will benefit by joining us for tax planning for real estate under the Tax Reform Bill. In this presentation, we will cover how to freeze values and retain the opportunity for a full step up, acquiring an understanding of the cost segregation rules, and the many benefits and potential adverse impact under the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. One thing that we need to remember is when we do cost segregation studies, that property becomes personal property, not real property. And if we take bonus depreciation or Section 179, we're not sure how that's going to work under the 2.5% wage and capital test. Further, if we move property from 39-year property to 5-year property, we know that we'll only get the 2.5% capital test for the first 10 years, not for the full 39. That has to be looked at from through the lens of a present value analysis. We'll also talk about important estate and income tax planning strategies for investors and real estate developers. We'll talk a little bit about the NIT and the interaction between the NIT and Section 199 Cap A. An important part of this discussion will be the tax treatment of trusts that own real estate and the potential use of NINGs and non-grantor trusts, completed gift non-grantor trusts, to improve the deduction under Section 199A. What happens there is a trust will receive a threshold exemption of $157,500. It's a good thing. And as long as we can keep income below the $157,500, we will not be subject to the wage and capital test. So if you had a client that had 10 grandchildren, what they could do is set up 10 separate trusts, one for each grandchild, and if each of those trusts had less than $157,500 of income, they would not be subject to the wage and capital test. This is very appropriate when you have older property that has run the full depreciation course and no longer eligible for the 2.5% capital test. So this is something that we can talk about in the class. We'll try to understand the 20% small business deduction, including testing on an entity-by-entity basis. We'll look at the 30% interest deduction and the adverse impact of the entity-by-entity analysis. We'll review the statutory construction of the 20% small business deduction with an emphasis on real estate. We'll seek to understand the adverse impact of electing out of the depreciation limitation being forced to use ADS depreciation. We'll discover why deleveraging certain entities and increasing debt on others may increase your 20% 199 deduction and reduce your effective tax rate. We'll look at easy to understand examples of the 20% and 30% tests. And we'll talk about the traps for lawyers, CPAs, and planners doing asset protection and estate planning with multiple entities. We'll also talk about the loss limitations under the new Section 461 and the old 465 and 469 rules. We'll understand the adjusted basis, including the trap under the 10-year rule. We'll discover why the Section 754 election takes on tremendous increased importance, and we'll discover how to compute the 2.5% of assets test, including the adverse impact of Section 179 deductions. On behalf of Lineberg Information Services, this has been Bob Keebler inviting you to the Taxation of Real Estate on Friday, March 16th, 2018. Thank you.